What was that sound? His ears picked up the hum of an engine. As he went to check, Mio stopped tapping and demanded, "What's up?" "Nothing. Keep going." Walking through to the adjoining room, Sebastiano pressed his ear to the glass in the balcony doors. The shutters were closed on the other side and he wasn't going to open them. The noise was still there. It sounded like a large car purring slowly past, heading towards the bridge. A well-maintained engine in the heat of the day on a working-class street. Not right. The hairs rose on his arms. The creak of the street door below injected urgency into his bloodstream. "Mio, stop. Pack up your wireless. Now." Mio stared at him. "You heard something?" A soft tap at the door to the flat made the question redundant. Sebastiano touched his finger to his lips. As Mio hurriedly unclipped the wireless's battery connector and unplugged the crystals, Sebastiano crept to the door. He slid a light service pistol from a holster under his waistcoat, primed it, then unlocked and yanked open the door. As he recognized their comrade Nico on the threshold, he lowered his gun. "What the hell are you doing?" It was directly against orders for all three SOE agents to be together in one place. The risks of being captured together were unthinkable.
"Ciao, Sebbe."
Nico sidled into the room. He was older than Sebastiano and Mio, with shocks of silver nestling in his black hair and untrimmed beard. A gleam of sweat shone on his upper lip. He darted a fearful look over his shoulder.
"We need to talk."
"I don't care. You don't seek me out. Ever. It's why we have couriers." Sebastiano went to shut the door and saw a white handkerchief on the threshold. It hadn't been there when he'd arrived. Picking it up, ice-cold doubt trickled into his gut. Nico's mouth was twitching, his gaze jumping from Sebastiano to Mio, who had packed the wireless in its leather suitcase and was now in front of the empty fireplace, trying to burn incriminating codes with a cigarette lighter. Sebastiano locked the door again and asked Nico, "Did you walk?"
"Course. How else would I get here?"
When Nico gave a rictus smile followed by a flush of perspiration, Sebastiano felt a flare of suspicion. And when booted feet filled the downstairs lobby and guttural commands echoed up the stairwell, he knew for sure. They'd been betrayed.